about it. Showtime!
Ready, contact! Contact! We are on the air.
Guys, we are all here for the same reason. I cannot stress this enough. It's gonna get uncomfortable. It's gonna get crazy. It's gonna get weird. But you have to get used to this. We're gonna interrupt each other. You're gonna interrupt your friends. You're gonna make your friends feel weird. You're gonna make your non-friends feel weird.
9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. It's Joe and the Radio Now Morning Show.
Thursday. It's Joe on the Radio Now Morning Show. All up in your ear holes. Oh my goodness. I am feeling good today.
Oh, that's good.
What were you thinking I was feeling?
I don't know. Me and Liv are like, yay, it's going to be a good day.
Oh, don't get your hopes up.
Day.
No, it should be a good day. Tomorrow's Friday. How can you not get excited about the weekend? All these voices you're hearing could be overwhelming, so let's go around the room. My name is Joe. Hi, nice to meet you. We got Liv the Web Girl. We got producer Porkchop. We got our technical producer in H-Town, Houston, Lenny Bree, holding it down there on the new 92.1 Radio Now. What are you smiling about there, Porkchop?
Lenny.
Because I'm Skyping with him.
Yeah. We Skype with Lenny every single morning, and Porkchop is basically the only one that can hear him, and Porkchop will just randomly start laughing, and I have so much FOMO. I feel so left out because I know Lenny's probably saying something hilarious, and I can't hear it.
All he said was, when you said his name, Joe, he just like started screaming. I swear he chugs like 3 bangs every morning.
Yeah, so that's why I don't turn on Lenny's mic, because like in radio, you talk normal.
This is what it would sound like. Yeah!
Yeah!
I'm Lenny Bree! Yeah!
I love it, though. I love his energy in the morning. And also, he does do, like, not joking, at 5 in the morning, he will lift up his shirt and start taking thirsty selfies
Push-ups that early in the morning.
That guy has to be suffering from dehydration, as thirsty as he is online. I'm really, really concerned about the young boy. But, yeah, good morning. So glad that you are here. Yesterday was fun. I got to, what did we do? We got to go to the Indianapolis Zoo here in Indy, and we're going to talk more about that. We got some photos and video right now. If you want to hop on our Instagram, you can see what we'll be talking about. You might go, but you can actually see that right now. Radio Now AM show, if you want to get a little sneak peek. That was fun. Then after, for me, I went and I hung out with Porkchop and our mutual friend Chad, and we went and played disc golf, where you throw kind of like a frisbee thing towards a metal cage or net. It's just like golf, but a lot cheaper.
And a lot different.
And it was fun, and I kicked everybody's butt. I won by 9 shots.
Oh, really, Porkchop?
Porkchop from hole number 1. First of all, you're not allowed to. This guy brings a case of White Claws out there.
The leftovers from the other day on the air.
So he's like White Claw wasted. And he was. Porkchop, I think, was drunk after 2 White Claws.
Were you?
I mean, I did have 2 White Claws, and yeah, I'd mentioned that I felt like a little tiny buzz going on.
God, I wish I would have dated you. You're a cheap date.
I mean, usually I could drink a ton, but I don't know.
Yeah,
maybe you're a little dehydrated or something.
He was sloppy, but it was fun playing. We all sucked. We all lost a disc into water around there. It's like losing a golf ball, but yeah, they're like, usually these discs are like anywhere from $8 to $15. So I'm like, oh, that sucks.
I wouldn't have lost one because I asked. I was like, hey, guys, is there water over there? And they're like, no. So I chuck it, and then all of a sudden you hear like a splash. I'm like, great.
Yeah, but that's because your shot was so bad that it went out of bounds. Like, it wasn't even supposed to be going there anyways. Even
no,
if there's no,
the
water.
River was right next to the little green.
I just love because I feel like Liv at times, because Porkchop will always want to challenge people, and I don't know where it comes from, but he's like, I'm the best.
Well, hold on.
And he got spanked. Oh. I guess he came in second, but He got destroyed.
I got spanked. Okay, Joe beat me by 9, but let's mention on the last hole, I kind of just gave up because I threw it out of bounds. And they're like, oh, stroke plus 3. Then I threw it out of bounds again. And they're like, oh, stroke plus 3. So my last hole took me 8 shots. But Joe beat me by 9, but my last hole took 8 shots. So.
But that was not the last hole.
That was the last hole.
I didn't beat you by 8 shots just because of the last hole. It was
all the holes,
or 9, because all the holes combined.
Well, I mean, I know that.
This is boring. The point is this. It was a wonderful, beautiful day.
You guys had fun on your Frisbee date?
Yeah, that was fun. I stomped everybody. So it felt good to be good at something. What about you, Liv? How was your day?
I will say I saw videos of both of you guys on our Instagram, and I got a good laugh from both of them.
What do you mean, good laugh?
I just thought it was funny. It was cute. You guys were, like, taking it. Just like whipping the Frisbee around your all's whole stance. It was just funny. And so go check it out at Radio Now AM Show.
How was your day?
My day was actually pretty good. So we went to the zoo and I turn into a child when I'm at the zoo. I just love all of the animals so much and I just can't help but get so excited. And then after that, I did actually schedule to work out at like 5:45 in the evening. But I decided that I've just been going too much. Like, I've just been jam-packed with things to do, with both of my jobs, everything like that. So I decided to cancel my workout and just chill and take a nap and just have some me time, which was very much needed.
There goes your workout. I don't know what's happening. Liv's, like, slacking on the workout regimen.
I'm not slacking. And I think it's important to know when you need a little break, Joe. That's all I'm saying. A little self-care, a little self-love time.
Right.
Porkchop, yeah. How was your day? We know that apparently you got spanked in Frisbee golf or whatever it's called.
Disc golf.
Yeah, disc golf. So, obviously, I went to the zoo with you.
Yeah.
I went to disc golf with Joe, but I had an eventful day yesterday. I had to take an Uber into work this morning.
Yeah, I saw that. Why? What happened? Where's your car?
It's at home, dead.
What do you mean, dead?
The alternator. I'm pretty sure it's the alternator doesn't work. And it just died.
So it won't start?
Correct.
Can't you jump your car?
No, the alternator charges the battery. So if the alternator's dead, there's nothing to charge the battery.
So if you get a new alternator, will that be more expensive than what your car's worth?
Not at all. I've actually replaced the alternator before, and yes, Liv, I replaced the alternator.
No, this guy
like
did
you
the
personally with like the nuts and bolts
yes,
and stuff?
Yes, I took a picture of it too. This was, I put that on Facebook
wow.
2 years ago.
I'm kind of worried that this guy's doing his own mechanical work.
No, I was. And I mean, you could see the grease on my hands. So, my car, it's 12 years old. And the original alternator lasted 10 years. And this last one only lasted 2 years because it was like aftermarket cheap part. So I think I'm going to do it again. It's only $100.
Well, then, yeah, do that. That's definitely cheaper than getting a brand new car. Also, in this picture that Porkchop showing me of him changing his car, the only thing I can pay attention to is his weird, like, chin strap beard thing you've got going on.
You should post it on our social media.
Yeah,
and if
absolutely.
You do actually fix your alternator yourself, please share that on our Instagram story. I just want to see the whole process of you trying to replace it because I feel like that's not going to work.
I did it. Here's the picture, Joe.
Okay, a picture doesn't mean it actually was working. I can fake it too.
Oh, I love trash.
It's Joe and the Radio Now Morning Show.
Who cares about this garbage?
Kylie Jenner remains the highest paid Instagram star. The list was put together by Hopper HQ, which analyzed data including average engagement, how often they post, and the number of followers they have. So Kylie came in first place as she is estimated to charge $1.2 million per Instagram post, which is mind-blowing. Ariana Grande came in second place, earning up to $990,000 per post, while soccer star Cristiano Ronaldo came in third place with $975,000 per single post. Kim Kardashian, Selena Gomez, The Rock, and Beyonce were also included on this year's Instagram Rich List.
Hey, Porkchop, how much do you get paid for your Instagram posts?
I think they charge him like $5.
Oh, do they?
Post.
They're like, yeah, you have to log in. Sorry.
Yeah.
Oh,
I'm
man.
Just kidding. A Pennsylvania appeals court overturned Meek Mill's conviction in a drug and gun case that has kept him on probation for a decade and caused him to fight for criminal justice reform. The unanimous 3-judge panel said the new evidence that undermines the credibility of the officer who testified against the Mills at his trial made it likely he would be acquitted if the case were retried. The Pennsylvania Superior Court ordered a new trial and a new judge in the case. City prosecutors have backed the defense bid for a new trial and confirmed they do not trust the officer who has since left the force and was the only prosecution witness at the 2008 non-jury trial. The district attorney needs time to decide whether to drop the case or not. Mills is now free of the court supervision he's been under. He had trouble notifying probation officers about his travels because of the erratic nature of the music industry. Jason Statham shared a little behind-the-scenes secret from the new movie Hobbs and Shaw about his co-star Dwayne The Rock Johnson.
Did you know he's got motion sickness? You know, when we're driving in the McLaren, we had to CG him into the car.
You're kidding.
One, he can't get in the car, and two, he has terrible anxiety.
Yeah.
He has a motion sickness, so he comes out in all hives. It's a terrible thing.
Yeah.
That's one little secret.
Wait, what a big baby. Are you kidding me?
Even one of the biggest guys in Hollywood and in the world has some weaknesses.
Pull over, guys.
Jennifer Lawrence is set to star and produce Mob Girl. The movie is based on a true life book about a woman who grew up among racketeers and mobsters on the Lower East Side of New York City. She eventually became a police informant and major witness in the government's case against the Colombo crime family. So you'll be excited about that, Joe. You love J-Law.
Yeah, now, speaking of crime families, does your father who's in the mob know them or no?
Oh, my gosh. Shut up.
Oh, I'm not supposed to talk about that, am I?
Shut up.
I'm sorry, Papa C. Live the Web Girl with the Garbage this morning on Joe and the Radio Now Morning Show. Thank you so much. Good morning. It's Joe and the Radio Now Morning Show. There are so many videos that we've been blessed with, probably thanks to YouTube, the biggest one. Now social media everywhere is sharing them, but You look back, you're like, man, that is iconic. Like, one of my all-time favorites is the one, I think it was in Alabama. It's like, look at the tree. It's a leprechaun. Do you guys remember that? Like, I want to know where the gold's at. You don't know where that's at?
Mm-mm.
Oh, my God. Okay, that's a whole nother topic we'll do. Oh my, does anybody else know what I'm talking about, by the way? Now my mind is blown. You guys have given my ADD like a total. No, there's an old video, which I wasn't even going to talk about, but it's iconic, but you don't know about it.
No, I don't know about it. Do you know about the one with the unicorns? And they're like, Charlie.
I know, the kids like, Charlie bit me. And
no,
the little kids.
No.
Okay.
I'll have to show that one to you too.
Apparently, we don't know anything about anything, but I do know this. Every 4th of July, we play the Backup Terry video, and it's this guy in a motorized wheelchair. He's in the middle of the street, and it's from 2017, and he's able to move himself with his hand. I just think he can't walk, but he has actual mobility of his arms, and they give him a long little match to light this fireworks thing on the ground, and it's a multiple cake that shoots off a bunch of rounds. And he lights it. Then they're like, all right, back up, Terry, because he's right over it. This is not safe firework procedures here. Well, and if you don't remember, here's a little clip of it. But it's pretty cool because this viral video, which we all laugh at and kind of laugh with, has really changed this guy's life.
Bag up, bag up. Bag up, Terry. Put it in reverse, Terry. Put it in reverse. Oh, Lord.
Oh, okay. Well, this YouTube video, it posted 2 years ago, and it has more than 4 million views. According to Terry's mother, his wheelchair malfunctioned in the video, and so that meant that he couldn't go in reverse. And after hearing about the news, Quantum Rehab and Team Adaptive donated a brand new wheelchair to him yesterday. Terry got emotional as he talked to us about the donation.
I appreciate all of my fans. All of the people that was out there rooting for me and everything, I'm very, very happy.
Oh, because of a GoFundMe fundraiser, Terry also got a wheelchair accessible van.
That is awesome right there.
Terry!
Bag up, bag up. Bag up, Terry. Put it in reverse, Terry!
That is one of my all-time favorite videos of all time.
I love that video so much, and the guy doing the commentary just makes it too. He's like, back up, Terry! But I'm in reverse, Terry!
No surprise here. You can say, duh, Joe, I already know that. But July, this month right now, is expected to be the Earth's hottest month on record, guys. We are getting hot, hot, hot.
Hot, hot.
Hot, hot, hot. I got sunburnt yesterday, but that's just me not wearing sunscreen.
Sunscreen is so important.
What's your favorite hot song? I mean, there's a lot of them.
Oh,
you know?
This is my favorite.
Hottest.
This, I'm not joking, in first grade, I think, when this song came out, or maybe second grade, and I was obsessed with it, and I remember all my classmates were like, oh my gosh, she knows that song, she's so bad.
My dad hated when I, like, sang this
song. I know, because I have all older sisters, so they were, I was listening to whatever they were listening to.
I get to see poor child, like, you got a hole in the basement? What?
Your dad's, I'm just kidding, like Jason.
Why's my boy got a hole in the basement?
Unless you're gonna do it. Extra.
What are you gonna do in the basement? Okay. Yeah, it's been record-breaking warmth in the U.S., Europe, Australia, and the Arctic, and the heat's expected to continue throughout the end of the month. That was easy for me to say. Experts say it will be the hottest month for the Earth since records began being kept in 1880. The previous hottest month was July of 2017. So, good thing we got those double popsicles coming back.
Yeah, I'm gonna need those.
That'll cool things down. The more we hear these stories, and thanks to cameras like Nest Cams and different things, and the Ring doorbells, I do not ever want to have food delivered again. But I am lazy, so it's quite the conundrum. Like, what do I do? A Jimmy John's delivery driver in Illinois was caught on a home security camera putting his mouth on their drink. He is seen standing at the front door holding the drink and a box of food, you know, Jimmy John's, before the customer comes to the front door. The driver put his mouth on the lid. The customers then paid for the food, and the driver left the area. The homeowner's 12-year-old son saw the incident on the video, and that's when the parents were actually alerted to what happened.
Our first instinct was like, nobody eat anything, nobody touch anything, and then we just called the store right away. Our biggest thought was, what if he was sick? What if he had something that we could have caught? And luckily, it didn't go that far.
Yeah, but still. And at first I thought, like, oh, he drank out of it, like he sucked it down, but it sounds like he was like using it. I've done this before. I don't know if it's a guy thing only, where you try to hold things with your mouth and your hands, like he's trying to carry everything. Mm-hmm. I'm like, dude, do two trips then if you're a Jimmy John driver.
Yeah.
Or do
wait,
the
I
elbow
didn't even
lock.
Think about that. I do that all the time. I always carry things with my mouth. I mean, they're my own personal things.
What that mouth do?
But I also think it's kind of weird when people get drinks delivered as part of their delivery. Like, I got dinner delivered last night.
Yeah.
And like, I just didn't get a drink. Like, don't you have, if you really want soda, don't you have soda probably in your house, or just drink water? Or like, maybe even if you want a glass of wine, don't you have that in your house? I think getting drinks delivered is so bizarre.
I would agree with you with most, but like, I feel like every time I always get Jimmy John's, I always get a drink there. And it's not like their drinks
really?
Are super special. I think it's just certain places you expect, this is what you'll order from them.
I've had friends that have been so hungover that they get the Blue Powerade delivered from Jimmy John's. They don't even want a sandwich, but they have to get a sandwich in order to get the Powerade.
So they don't die. All right, we have an update here. Speaking of dying, this is a way to use your, your body for good. 37-year-old Lee Dingle was in the ocean. I talked about this yesterday, playing with his kids last Friday when a wave pushed his head down to the ground and it broke his neck. Super sad. The swelling from the injury caused the father of six to suffocate and he died. Lee's wife, Shannon, wishes Lee were still here, but she is so glad and happy that his organs are going to be helping others. Carolina Donor Services said the organs should save four lives, give sight to one or two people, and ultimately help 55 people altogether.
Wow.
Like, from just different things that they're going to be able to donate from his body.
Wow, 55?
She says, I think it's important for people to know that their next of kin, ultimately, you know, when they make those decisions, that you are a registered organ donor, that's what you'd like to do, and you need to make sure your loved ones know your wishes, because they ultimately will make the decision. I am an organ donor, and if somebody needs to use my fat for like a butt lift, you can do that too. You can take my organs, my fat. Nobody's going to want a wiener transplant, but everything else I'm sure is desirable.
Oh!
What?
I just found out I'm a donor.
Wait, did you not realize you were a donor?
No, I didn't know. And then I looked at my driver's license and I'm a donor.
Congratulations, Pork Chop.
Thank
are you,
you
an organ donor?
Yes, I think so, yeah.
Okay, cool. I think you should be. You should really consider that. If I don't get too preachy on things, but if you are not an organ donor, consider that. You never know what you could do. If, God forbid, you do pass away,
right.
you could help a family that could save a loved one. So that's a cool story. And finally, I don't understand how this stuff happens, but wow. This video is probably the most, like, the biggest video you need to see today up on our website. A man was riding an electronic Lime scooter. So there's, like, Bird, there's Lime, there's little scooters that go town to town or, like, along the city streets. And they go, like, 10 to 12 miles per hour maximum. Well, this guy got on a Dallas highway, and he decided to cut across five lanes of traffic. He was actually in the left lane where people go 70, 80, 90 miles per hour. It took about 15 seconds, but he went from the left all the way to the right, and this guy's dash cam video got the whole thing on video.
Was there in, like, a tight bomber?
Yo,
jacket?
What? Yes. Bro, but, like, are you on a Bird scooter on the highway? Bro, what are you doing? Bro, what are you doing? Bro, what are you doing? Oh my gosh. That is the most wild thing I've ever seen. This man is fully posted up on a Lime bike on the highway on 35. Bro, the speed limit on this highway is 70 miles an hour, bro. Oh my gosh. How did he get on here? How did he get on the highway?
So many questions that I don't have the answers to, but the video, have you seen it yet, Liv?
No, I haven't. Wait. But just that guy, I'm like crying. Bro. I'm laughing so hard.
You got to see it. We'll put a swipe up link later, but it'll be up on our website too. That is Joe's Need to Know News. I'm excited. To me, this is like, you know, hopping in a new ride for the first time, or like opening a present for your birthday or for Christmas. Mm-hmm. The anticipation of it. It could be amazing, or you might have to fake that you like it in front of everybody, which is a very hard thing to do.
Right.
Like, if you're disappointed, you're like, oh, thank you. Cool. Pork Chop, this is kind of your baby, so why don't you explain it? And this is something which we love how involved people are in the show. We need you to do that, and Pork Chop, take it away.
So if you want a little head start, we already posted it on Twitter, so you can go vote there.
At Radio Now AM Show.
Okay.
And basically what we're doing is, this is called the Song of the Day. Liv has a song in mind. I have a song in mind. Joe has a song in mind. We're all going to play about a 15 to 20 second clip of our song, and we're going to tell you, listening right now, why we think this should be the Song of the Day. But literally, it's going to be your job to vote, and you're going to help determine the winner. So, and the way you're going to do that is by either voting on Twitter or by calling us, 833-563-2539, and just start calling to vote after we've all went. Once we've all went, I'm going to viciously, or is that the word? Maybe feverishly?
Feverishly.
I don't want you to be vicious.
Yeah.
I'm going to feverishly answer
quickly.
The phones.
Okay.
Just call and say, I vote for Joe, I vote for Liv, I vote for Pork Chop, and I'll take the vote. So I'll go first, okay? All right. So back like 15 years ago, back in my young age, there was a song that came out, and it was a song that I absolutely loved, but I couldn't let anyone know
because
that I liked it.
You hadn't came out.
Because right, well, pretty much, because I felt like, you know, I remember the first time singing this song, I remember all my guy friends looking at me funny, and I didn't know why.
Right.
But, you know, now, because, you know, back then, it's like, oh, he's got the gaze.
He's got the gaze.
But now, I don't care, I'm going to sing it and live it loud and proud, and I want you to sing it loud and proud, too.
Tell me why he ain't nothing but a
party. Tell me why he Backstreet Boys?
So if you think Backstreet Boys, I Want It That Way should be the song of the day, call 833-563-2539 and vote for Pork Chop, or just go to our Twitter and vote for my song there.
Yes, it's at Radio Now AM Show.
And if it wins, we're going to play that song in its entirety next.
All right. Live the web, girl.
So my song is an oldie, but I think a goodie. I remember being so young when this song either came out, or I don't even know exactly the year it came out, but I remember being like 5 or 6, and I would listen to this song because I would just listen to anything my older sisters were listening to, and I remember jumping up and dancing and singing this song with them. And also, I mean, what a woman anthem. Absolutely, yes, honey, this song is amazing.
Play. No, I don't want no scrub. The scrub is a guy that can't get no love from me.
If you want that song, TLC Scrubs, no Scrubs, to be the song of the day, call 833-563-2539 right now and vote for Liv's song.
Wow. I'm hoping people are still listening to the radio because those songs are questionable, to say the very least.
Okay. Yeah, right.
Man, what do you got?
Is this thing nobody's listening? Anybody calling? Oh, no. Okay. Well, let's see if I can get the phone lines fired up and that social media to go the right way. Listen, I remember the time back in high school, I was really into boobs and booty, and I also was into women empowerment, which I still am. I'm almost a feminist in a man's body at times. And the song for me that I've got for the song of the day, which is going to get your butt shaking, it's going to get your mood happy, man, woman, child, grandma, grandpa, you are going to sing in unison with me this song.
Girl, you look good, want to back that thing up. You the big fine woman,
won't you back that thing up?
Call me Big Daddy, when you back that thing up.
Call me Big Daddy.
Ew.
Back that thing up. Girl, you look good, want to back that thing up. You the big fine woman, won't you back that thing up?
Call me Big Daddy, when you back that thing up.
Girl, who is you playing with? Back that.
Yeah, that is the song right there.
I'm just saying about my song, No Scrubs. Yes, women, empower yourselves. You deserve better. You don't deserve any scrubs in your life. You deserve a man that treats you like a king, that has a car, that has a job. Absolutely no scrubs allowed.
So if you want Joe's song, Juvenile, Back That Thing Up, call 833-563-2539 right now and vote for Joe. If you want Liv's No Scrubs by TLC, call and vote for Liv. Or if you want mine, Pork Chop, which was Backstreet Boys' I Want It That Way, call right now and vote.
All right, we'll tally up the votes and we'll play the winning song next. All right, voting has ended for the song of the day. Hey, it's Joe on the Radio Now Morning Show, and Pork Chop came up with this new idea, and I think it's actually really successful. We've been getting a lot of calls and a lot of interaction on our Twitter, Radio Now AM Show, for people to vote for what song we should play. We all took our turns, and we kind of hopped on here and said, oh, play this song, play that song, play this song.
Yeah, Joe said Juvenile, Back That Thing Up. Liv said TLC, No Scrubs, and I said Backstreet Boys, I Want It That Way. And I got about 100 phone calls.
Uh-huh. Wow, that was a lot of people.
And I got all the votes. That was like only in 3 minutes. And Joe?
Yes! Yes! Yeah, baby!
I was going to say, Joe, you got 33% of the vote. I got 33% of the vote. Liv got 33% of the vote.
No way.
So that means adding in Twitter. Who's ahead on Twitter?
I am. By 1%.
Oh, by 1%? Was it when Joe said stop or did it just change now?
No. It was by when Joe said stop.
It's 38% for Liv, 37% for Pork Chop.
Yeah. So, yeah, baby, no scrubs.
Liv beat me by 1%.
Mm. All right. Time for your song of the day. Congratulations, Liv.
Thank you.
Something I had Liv share with me, and I thought, you know what? We should definitely talk about this. This is kind of an interesting thing, and if you can relate to this, if you've got something, you got to think back maybe to your childhood or present day at 833-563-2539. What board game would you say best describes your life?
Think I've got about one.
It. Okay, what would the game be for you, Liv the Web Girl?
Mine would be Connect Four, because I only listen to half of like your all's conversations when you're talking to me, and then when I come to, I have to connect all the dots.
Yeah, that's what it looks like in her brain. It's just like,
and meanwhile, it's like there's a clear row over here. She's like, oh.
It doesn't always connect. Sometimes it just doesn't connect.
Oh, okay.
That's funny. You know what mine would be?
What would yours
hungry
be?
Hungry Hippo?
No.
Yeah, Hungry Hippos, because you're always talking about how you're so hungry, Pork Chop.
No, mine would definitely be the board game Clue, because my life is just a mystery.
You're just clueless with it?
Yeah, that's pretty true.
No, not because I'm clueless, but like everything, everything's just crazy mystery. I'm always trying to figure things out and solve things, and, you know, no one's died, but...
I think one that could be a game for all of us would be like Jenga, because I feel like we're always stacking things on top of each other, like we're doing this. Is all of a sudden, like once a month or every couple of months, it's like it all comes falling down. And it's a hot mess everywhere,
dude. It is not once a month. It's like once a week. I'm like have a breakdown to my boyfriend. I'm like, I do too much. I can't do this.
Now, for me though, like I'm trying to think of like what game could be for me, because like I kind of like the Hungry Hippo, as like Pork Chop said, because I am hungry too.
Do you like the game of life?
I played that before, but I don't remember it.
He doesn't
that much.
Do it well. I know exactly the game that'll be for Joe.
Okay.
It's going to be Sorry, because he is constantly having to apologize to his wife.
That is very true.
Oh, I love trash.
It's Joe and the Radio Now Morning Show.
Who cares about this garbage?
R. Kelly's crisis manager, Darrell Johnson, is stepping down from his position. He has a family member that is dying, so at this time, he's going to go spend time with them. He also retracted comments he made a couple of days ago, which we talked about, when he said that he wouldn't leave his 21-year-old daughter with R. Kelly, saying that he definitely would, and he wishes he could take back that comment. Yeah, I bet you do. Not a great look. Terry Crews has given up on his online campaign to be cast as Ariel's dad in the upcoming Little Mermaid reboot after it was released that Javier Bardem was playing the role.
Well, no, you know, the Triton thing's over. Javier Bardem, I mean, he's the man. What can I say? What can I say? But you know what? First of all, wait, you got to understand this. I'm going to say this right now. It's just like running for president. It doesn't hurt you. All of a sudden, you know, nobody looks at you like, you went for it and didn't get it. Listen, I went for it. I shot my shot. I jumped in the ring.
I thought that was funny. I feel like he'd be good at that role.
I would have loved it. Ariel, what are you doing?
Right. Bella Thorne was looking to get some press when she visited New York City. Allegedly, a spokesperson appeared outside of one of her first press stops in town. It was Howard Stern's SiriusXM show on Tuesday morning, and they gave the paparazzi a full rundown of the former Disney star's schedule, reeling off upcoming appearances, including on Good Morning America, a stop in Brooklyn, and a book signing for her poetry collection. And sure enough, there were 15 photographers waiting for her at a pre-tape interview for Good Morning America. I always think that's kind of like a little
They do that all the time.
I know they do. I think it's embarrassing when it gets leaked, though. But trust me, I watched this whole special on E! One time, and it was about like all the backgrounds people of Hollywood. And they said if a celebrity is getting photographed, it's because they want to be. They
I bet
could
you nine
easily
times out of 10.
Hide. Yeah, they could easily hide if they wanted to. Bette Midler is under fire after suggesting that President Trump paid African-American supporters to add, this is her word, not mine, background to his rally.
Background? I've never heard that term before. Wow. Okay.
The singer actress took to Twitter to share a photo of a group of black men standing in the crowd behind Trump during one of his re-election rallies. She wrote, look, there are African-American men in the shot. How much should he pay them to be background? The tweet was instantly slammed as racist and really sick. Yeah, not a great look.
No, not at all. That is not.
Someone
not the
maybe get her off Twitter or something, or teach her how to use it.
That's
like,
why a lot of these
PC
people
is.
A lot of these people should not have access to their accounts. They should have their people run it.
I know.
Or at least be approved of what they're
right,
going to say.
Right. Kanye West wants to trademark his Sunday service clothing line. So the rapper just filed legal documents asking for executive ownership of clothing, dresses, footwear, headwear, jackets, loungewear, scarves, shirts, socks, and clothing tops. If approved, he'll get a trademark that gives him exclusive rights to sell the merch. Kanye had a merch booth at Coachella during his Sunday service on Easter Sunday. He sold hoodies for $165 and $225 and socks for $50.
I love when I get to go to church and buy clothing from my favorite church.
Right. It's so bizarre, but of course, very, very Kanye. So that'll be interesting to see.
I live the web girl with the garbage this morning here on Joe and the Radio Now Morning Show. Good morning. It's Joe and the Radio Now Morning Show. Group therapy. We're doing it right now. If you ever want to be on 833-563-2539, give us a call. We can set that up. Or you can slide into our DMs on Instagram. That's probably the best way. Radio Now AM Show. This morning, we're talking to Megan. Hey, Megan, how are you?
Hey there. Thank you guys so much for having me on. I really need your help.
All right. Okay. Well, go ahead.
Okay. So, I mean, I don't know what I should do in this situation. On Tuesday, I was sitting at my desk at work, and I'm an accountant, so I basically work by myself in my office all day, listening to, of course, you guys, and, you know, music and stuff or whatever. I dropped my headphones underneath my desk, and when I went down to, like, you know, pick them up, I saw a freaking voice recorder in the back corner underneath my desk.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, and then not only that, but on the back, there was a label on it with my boss's freaking name.
I would absolutely panic.
Yes. Like, I can't even believe that she's been, like, she's spying on me, and I'm pissed.
Oh, my God.
You know, just, it's disrespectful, and the lack of trust is disgusting.
That's a total invasion of privacy.
But wait, at your work, though, are you... Sorry here. Megan, like here at our work, we have cameras everywhere. Like, we know that we're being recorded. I don't know if we're being audio recorded, like in here when the mics are off, but is there anything at your work that you kind of sign that you know, hey, there's going to be recording at all times?
No, absolutely not. And I'm sure it's just me. Like, her and I have actually, like, never really gotten along. And she's just been, she's the worst person to me. And she definitely, like, calls me out more than everyone else in the office. And it's obvious that she hates me. You know, she's just this grumpy old woman that expects, you know, your life to only be work.
Right.
You know?
Oh, I do not like this kind
of
people.
That's not Liz type. Liz's like, man, you need to chill. You
yes,
gotta relax, man.
Absolutely.
Positive vibes only.
I mean, I want to confront her, obviously, but at the same time, I don't, because, to be honest, I've been calling my boyfriend basically every day when I'm alone in my office and shut the door and venting about her and talking about her behind her back.
Oh, crap. So she might have heard everything you've been saying.
That is so cringy.
I don't know. I don't even know how long it's been there, but I don't know. If I confront her, then she can confront me for the things I've been saying about her.
Like, how bad are the things that you've been saying about her? Because I, sometimes when I'm angry, I can say really messed up things.
And by the way, Megan, if there's swear words, you need to make sure you don't say
them. Yeah, do not say the actual swear words, but what kind of things are you saying about her?
I mean, they're actually pretty horrific. I've said things like, her heart is as cold as gallons of ice cream she eats by herself every night.
Oh, my God.
We're fat shaming the boss now? Okay.
Oh.
I told him that her hair looks like Larry David's nostril hair.
that one's just funny.
I've definitely made comments about her and her husband's sex life. Saying things like, he probably spends more time with his hand in the bathroom than he does with her. Because, you know, the beige tile is more interesting and attractive.
Oh, no.
I mean, it is pretty mean, but, you know, I'm just venting. I mean, I've compared, I can't even tell you how many zoo animals I've probably compared her to.
Oh, gosh.
But, you know, it's just, sometimes you just need to, like, get it out and vent, and it's just in the heat of the moment. You know, it's nothing I would ever.
I would never do that at work, though. I would never do that at work.
But if you're there, our job's different because we're not there all day long, and we have zero privacy. Like, we do share this room with so many people. But if you have an office by yourself and you think that you're in confidence, like, no one can hear you, then I kind of get where she's coming from, just like venting and kind of just like letting it out, or else it'll just build up. So I get that. But my stomach would literally be dropped in knots and churning all at the same time if I were you. Because I wouldn't want to confront her, because I wouldn't want her to bring up any of the things I've said, because I hate confrontation. So like, that would make me so anxious.
Yeah, but then, that's where I am, because, like, I want to say something, but then I don't want to have to deal with the fact of the things that I said.
Right.
Like, I mean, technically, I didn't do anything wrong, really.
You didn't do anything, like,
about
illegal.
Someone isn't against the rules.
Hey, Joe, this is the part where you play the audio I have of Liv when we secretly recorded her.
Oh, shut up. All right,
so here's
She was talking trash about you and me, Joe.
I know Liv talks mad trash about me when I'm out in the room.
Shut up.
Every day around 7:30, 6:30 Central when I go to the bathroom.
If I'm going to talk trash, I talk it to your face.
False. But listen, not to throw a wrench into this whole system here, but Megan, what if this actually isn't your boss that's recording you? What if somebody else just put your boss's name on there? How are you going to prove that it's actually, let's say, Susie Smith is her name? How are you going to prove it's her recorder?
Oh my gosh, that's so
like anybody
true.
Could put it on there.
But you think someone would be that deviant?
Do you think her boss would be that stupid? I mean, I guess you know your boss Megan more than I would. But listen, when I record you guys, I mean, if I was to record you guys, I would not leave a recorder that says Joe Pesh recorder on it or Joe Pesh. Like, right. I would not leave my name associated with it. I might put it there and leave it like, oh my God, that must have been the cleaning person who did that.
So you think it was maybe someone else in her office?
I'm just
and
saying,
then they mysteriously put the boss's name.
I'm saying that it could be the boss if they're stupid and they have a recorder, but I don't think any boss is that dumb to record you, or fellow employee for that matter, to put their name on it. You trace it back to them. That just makes absolutely no sense. Can you hang on, Megan?
Yes, sure.
All right, 833-563-2539. That is 833-563-2539. Also, if you want to hit us up, Radio Now AM show for group therapy today. Megan's not sure what to do after finding a voice recorder in the office with her boss's name on it under her desk. She wants to confront her boss, but she's worried, crap, what if she's heard everything? What would you do in this situation? We'll talk to you next here on Joe and the Radio Now Morning Show. Joe on the Radio Now Morning Show, and we're doing group therapy today. We're talking to Megan, who's not sure what to do after finding a voice recorder in the office with her boss's name on it. It was underneath of her desk. She dropped her headphones, went to look, was like, huh? What the heck is this? And apparently, Megan, like most of us, talks mad trash about coworkers, including her boss, and talks a lot of disparaging things about her and her husband's possible sex life. So that's wonderful, Megan. Is anything else I'm missing here?
I mean, you can use your imagination. If it's bad, I've probably said it.
Okay. Well, Megan, group therapy, our goal is to help you. We got some people on the phone. Let's see what they got to say this morning. We'll go to Porkchop first because he's the expert on the show.
Well, real quick, I had Joey on the phone. Unfortunately, I just lost him. But he said that he worked for a digital firm or something here in town. And he said a bunch of him and his coworkers were in an office. And then he said all of a sudden they got a phone call from their boss. And the boss was like, hey, do me a favor, put it on speakerphone. And he was like, just so you know, I don't appreciate you guys berating me for the last 37 minutes, and you're all fired.
What?
Yeah.
Oh, Joe. Man, I wish we would have had Joey on the phone for that.
Yeah.
Dude.
Oh, my gosh. That's crazy. But can you even be fired for that?
I think your boss can do whatever the heck they want.
Maybe.
Oh, my gosh.
I would have gotten a lawyer involved, but.
Well, there you go. Don't talk trash. Megan, let's go to our first line here. It looks like we got Caitlin. Hey, Caitlin, you're on Joe on the Radio Now Morning Show for group therapy. What do you want to say?
I agreed with Joe about it. Like, maybe someone put it in there and with their boss's name on it. Is there anyone in her office that she's ranted to about her boss?
Oh, yeah, Megan. Like, do you have somebody you've been confiding in, or just kind of you let it all out to them, too?
I mean, we definitely talk, but I mean, I don't just do it openly to everybody, but I do have some friends, or I think I have friends in the office that I will share my frustrations with, sure.
I personally probably would, if you have like a work email that has everyone in it, just, I would be straightforward and be like, hey, I found whoever's voice recorder under my desk. That's just personally me.
Interesting. Hey, thank you for calling in this morning. We appreciate you, Caitlin. Let's go to Alyssa. Alyssa, what'd you want to say?
Hi, I was saying that she should just throw it away.
Throw the tape recorder away?
Yeah. Yeah, what are the chances of her boss coming up to her and asking, hey, where did my voice recorder go?
So interesting. Like, you don't think her boss will admit to it being her, so if it just goes missing, then it'll all just kind of disappear like it never happened.
Oh, yeah, especially if she didn't sign anything to let her know, hey, there's a chance you might be recorded throughout the day, especially because of that.
Wow.
Interesting. Honestly, that's not a bad idea. I feel like that's the best idea I've heard because you can... Hopefully, you won't be confronted about that either.
I'm wondering if anybody listening, 833-563-2539, if you've actually maybe recorded somebody at work or you've heard about this happening before. I got to imagine, depending upon states, it's got to be highly illegal to do that. Let's go to Angel this morning. Hey, you're also on with Megan for group therapy. What do you want to say, Angel?
Yes, I was just going to say, I was thinking maybe, I don't know why her boss would do that to begin with or anybody. But she must have, whoever put it underneath there, maybe she found out that she heard it and she knew what she was saying. So she put her name on it because she wanted her to know that she was the one, she heard all the stuff that she said about her.
But do you really think a boss would do that? I mean, I just don't think a boss would do that. I get what you're saying, but what if there was a way to get in trouble? I would not want to put my signature on like, yeah, I did the crime.
Right, but she probably said maybe the things that she was saying, she figures maybe she won't be confronted or something about it, depending on how horrible of things she was saying about her. She'd be too embarrassed to confront her.
Right, that's true.
Angel, thank you. We'll do one more call real quick. We got Jeremy. Hey, Jeremy, thanks for calling in to Joe on the Radio Now Morning Show for group therapy. You got Megan on the phone, too, and what were your thoughts?
Well, I don't know about in Indianapolis or anything like that, but here in Texas, it's illegal to record someone without their consent.
Really?
So I would first get a lawyer involved and then further ask the boss if they actually had a recorder. If they don't, then okay. If they do, then check and see if it's still there when you have it in your possession.
Or see if it's the same brand.
Yeah, it's the same brand as well.
Jeremy, look at you, man. You got all the knowledge. Thanks for listening this morning on the 92.1 Radio Now there in Houston. Megan, do we have any social media for
Yes, we do. So Shelbs on Twitter says, Indiana is an at-will state for firing, so the boss doesn't have to disclose the reason, nor do they have to have one for firing.
Unless they do something illegal, though, right?
Well, I mean, if they do, no, but the boss can still fire someone without any cause, basically.
Even for illegally recording someone, if it is illegal here?
Well, she might get charged, but she can fire her before she even gets charged.
Interesting.
Hey,
okay.
Megan, if anything happens, especially if you get fired, make sure you follow up with us, okay? You got our number for off air, right?
Yes, absolutely.
All right, cool. Well, I hope we gave you a little bit of help this morning.
Good luck. I hope she kind of figures out what to do. I hope someone gave good advice for her.
Yeah, no kidding. That is group therapy here on Joe and the Radio Now Morning Show.
Liv, I just can't stand Joe. Like, seriously? I just wish...
Is he in the room? In the room.
Thanks, guys. Joe on the Radio Now Morning Show. What a lovely group of people we are. Got myself Joe Pesh. You got Liv the Web Girl. Producer Pork Chop. We got our technical producer in Houston, Lenny Bree. Put your shirt on, bro. Please. All right, this is one of our favorite games, and it's fun because, well, it's so bad. It's called Music Mashup. We take a popular song, almost everybody probably would know it, and don't worry, we print the lyrics out in case we don't know it. And we sing the lyrics, though, in a totally different style. So I've got a cup right here, and I got a cup right there. One cup has got four different songs.
Okay.
Okay, so we'll each only do one song here, and then the other cup has got a different style to do it in.
Okay.
So, I guess I'll go first. Let me swing on over here. Excuse me. And I'm going to reach in. And the song that I will be singing, we don't know the style or genre yet, but I will be singing You've Got a Friend in Me by Randy Newman.
Oh, you've got a friend in me.
But it may not be like that, kind of because of Toy Story. And let me go here and go into the other cup and see what style... It will be in the style of Elmo.
Elmo. Oh, good. I'm glad you got that because I don't even know how to do an Elmo voice.
Elmo. Hello, everybody.
Oh, that's good.
That's so good.
All right. I'm ready. Are we ready to go with this?
Yes.
Here? Okay.
Ready?
Yep. You've Got a Friend in Me by Randy Newman in the tune or voice of Elmo.
You've got a friend in me.
Oh.
You've got a friend in me. And the road looks rough ahead, and you're miles and miles from your nice warm bed. Just remember, you're with your old pal, sad boy. You've got a friend in me. Yeah, you've got a friend in me.
Wow, that was honestly incredible. Now I'm nervous to go. Will you hand me the little cups full of stuff?
Here you go.
I'll go next.
Pick out right here out of this cup a song.
Okay. Let's see here.
Go ahead and give me that cup.
Yeah.
Cool.
And then I don't know how I'm going to follow that up. I'm really nervous.
Have faith in yourself.
Oh, I have Bad Guy by Billie Eilish.
Okay, that's a great song. Now make sure, I think the lyrics have been censored, but if they are swearing, don't swear.
Yeah.
And then go ahead and pick out of this other cup here. What is the actual song style?
Oh my gosh, please don't be a hard style. Dramatic theatrical. So like almost like a musical.
I think that would work.
I'm singing it, correct? Or am I just speaking it?
Well, what do you think, Portap? Should she be like...
For dramatic and theatrical,
I'm
should I
a
be
bad
speaking
guy.
It? Like,
should just
almost?
Be very intense.
Yeah, be intense. Whatever your interpretation of that would be, go ahead. Live the web girl here. We're doing the music mashup on Joe and the Radio Now Morning Show.
So I'm going to do a dramatic theatrical bad guy by Billie Eilish. White shirt now. Red. My bloody nose. Sleeping, you're on your tippy toes, creeping around like no one knows. Think you're so criminal. Bruises on both my knees for you. Don't say thank you or please. I do what I want, then I'm wanting to. My soul so cynical, so that you're a tough guy, like a really rough guy. Just can't get enough guy. Just always so puffed guy. I'm that bad type.
Wow.
Very
I think that was going dramatic.
The best I've ever heard you sing.
Great. Oh, my God. Nothing I don't really think that's a compliment, though.
No. Yeah, that was great.
All right, Pork Chop, you're about to lose your music mashup virginity here. So we have another little bucket of songs right here. So you go ahead and pick out which song you're going to do out of this little thing right there.
Right. And also, we're going to be posting all of our performances on our Instagram at Radio Now AM Show after the show so you can vote on who you thought did the best.
The song I got is Break Up With Your Girlfriend, I'm Bored by Ariana Grande.
That's a good one.
All right. Now, what style are you going to do it in? Grab out of the other little cup right there.
You're going to love this.
Why does he seem so nervous? This is supposed to be fun.
I know.
Angry and mad.
Oh, wow.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, for the first time ever, producer Porkchop doing Ariana Grande, Break Up With Your Girlfriend on Board here live on Joe and the Radio Now Morning Show as an angry person.
You got me some type of way. Ain't used to feeling this way. I do not know what to say, but I know I shouldn't think about it. Took one... being look at your face. Now I want to know how you'll taste. Whoa. Usually don't give it away. Yeah. But you know I'm out here thinking about it. Then I realize she's right here and I'm home like, damn, this ain't fair. Break up with your girlfriend. Yeah, because I'm bored. You can hit it in the morning. Yeah, like it's yours. I know it ain't right, but I don't care. Break up with your girlfriend, because I'm bored.
Wow, the end was good. I was nervous during the beginning, but the end really, I think that did it for me.
Why do I feel like Porkchop has said that to somebody before? Now, do it. I'm bored. It's Joe on the Radio Now Morning Show. Hey, good morning. It's Joe on the Radio Now Morning Show. I got myself Joe Pesh, Liv the Web Girl, producer Porkchop, and our technical producer Lenny Bree all hanging out with you. Thank you so much for making us a part of your day. I go to therapy. I go with my wife, Lindsay, usually once a week or every other week, and it's been really good. There's a lot of stuff that I kind of wish we would have done in premarital counseling. And there's nothing wrong with going to therapy either. That doesn't mean a relationship's on the rocks like it's over, but it's just, it definitely is something people should look into and consider if you're not quite where you should be.
Yeah, absolutely. I feel like therapy just enhances anything, like your relationship with yourself or your relationship with another person. It just helps enhance it and make it grow.
In this process, I found out my wife, Lindsay, actually never went to therapy when she was younger. So, like, this is the first, like, she had a lot of hesitations about it. She didn't know what she was doing. But if you ever thought about it, man, I'm telling you what, whether it's for a relationship or just for yourself, it's worth going a few times. A lot of times your insurance covers part, if not all of it. So that's a little PSA for your mental health. But I went and I did a little solo therapy, and then I had a session another day with my wife. And I had a big breakthrough in therapy, and it explains a lot of stuff. And this one, I didn't even realize it. It actually was talking about how I got really mad. If you missed it, I went on vacation for about a year, it feels like. And I went with my wife, her mom, her sister, and I went to go see her family out on the in the Northwest.
Right. I remember you talking about that.
And that was really cool. We had a good time. But I kind of felt like I was like the third or fourth wheel. It was definitely a girl's trip. They were shopping. Mm-hmm. I was bored. And eventually I got into a fight with my mother-in-law about me being a jerk, putting my hand out the window, and she's trying to take a picture of Mount Hood. And she just called me a blanking a-hole in front of her whole family. I was like, all right, well, that's not cool. But it was kind of my fault. And we just got into it. And I don't know. I just was talking about how miserable I was. And then just about fighting in general. I was like, well, what am I going to say to my mother-in-law? Am I going to call her the B word? Like, I can't say anything back.
Right.
You can't do anything. And then this, we talk about how whenever I do fight, not at work, I can yell at Pork Chop or Liv if something gets messed up. I'll let people know if I'm unhappy at work, no problem. But when it comes to an actual fight.
No problem.
When it comes to an actual fight, a verbal thing, not physical, of course, I shut down. And that's what I do with my wife, Lindsay. When we argue, I shut down because I've realized this. I know I can do some major damage in a fight with my words. Not physical, like, of course, I guess if I was a physical abuser, I could punch my wife, but I'm saying my words are so powerful, the thoughts that I have in my head, and I feel like a monster at times because I'm like, oh my God, if I said that, that would be the worst thing ever. And that's often what we do when we go into fights. We say the thing that we know is going to agitate that person, and we know what's going to cut them. If you have a relationship with somebody, you know what's going to hurt them.
Right, you know how to push her buttons, and you know how to cut her where it actually hurts.
Yeah, and she knows the same thing too. Not that we do it all the time, but we're being together 7 years. We know that kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. And I finally figured out why, because everybody keeps on telling me I can't shut down and I need to share things with my wife, because I don't share things with anybody, even though I wish I had a friend that I felt close that I could do that. But nobody in my life I've ever felt that way.
Right.
And this is what we realized. And I talked this out and I was like, holy crap. And the tears started falling. And maybe you've got this going on in your life too. But I realized that it hurts when I was younger. It used to hurt me to see my dad tear down my mom. Because my dad never hit my mom, but my dad was very verbally abusive. Like, he'd say some of the meanest things about her weight. And even to me, he'd say things about my weight. Even though I know my dad loved me, when he'd get mad or to get pissed, he'd say stuff about the weight.
Right.
And it hurt me to see my dad tear down my mom because, well, that's my mom. Uh-huh. Like, your mom is your mom. You look up to them. And then I realized, too, you know what? It hurt me to see my mom tear down my dad because, well, my dad's my dad. And examples of that, you know, my mom, my dad would yell at my mom and say she's a fat pig or something that. But then my dad would also shame me on my weight. So I kind of took on, like, well, if my mom's a fat pig or she's disgusting, I'm disgusting because that's my mom.
Right.
Like, that's who I am. And then when my mom would yell at me for something that I did, and maybe I was being a smart aleck or something, or being mean to her or rude, she'd be like, you're just like your father, which is a very common thing. I'm like, well, you just talked about how my dad's such a loser and a terrible person.
Right.
And that goes on by both sides. So I'm just like, man, like, if I'm the product of these two terrible people that you claim each other person is, then I must be totally worthless. Like, I'm all these things combined on like a super level. And when I'm not crying right now when I'm saying it, but when I was breaking through talking about that, I was like, damn. Like, that, there's no self-value, there's no self-worth in that, and it hit me like a stack of bricks in therapy the other night, and I just started crying, and I'm like, that's why, because God, I do love my parents, and my mom hears this stuff sometimes and thinks all I do is talk trash. But the reason I even bring this up here on the show is I'm hoping that one person, I hope a majority of people are getting something out of this through my struggles and tribulations and my growing and learning process, which is life. Mm-hmm. But holy crap, Liv, it's just the fact that I don't know, like, I can't fight. Like, you and I argue, but right. I've never said anything about you, like an attack on you. I might say, like, do this or do that.
Right.
But, like, I can't, because it's once you say something to somebody, once you let that, you know, air out of the bottle or whatever, you, like, break the seal, it's never the same again.
Yeah.
And I don't know if I'm the only person. Like, I like to think that Joe Pesh is a nice guy talking third person, because I really try to be a nice guy, but at times I may not be. I could be angry or upset. But I just get to the point where I'm like, wow, like, I could say this to this person, and that is so mean. But I won't.
Right.
I won't say it.
Well, it's good, because I think, too, people don't even realize how much that you pick up from your parents.
Mm-hmm.
You learn from the environment that's around you. So if growing up, that's all you saw, and you saw that was the way that your parents fought, which that even just makes me emotional. I started to tear up because I couldn't imagine seeing my parents say those things about one another that would destroy me. But you learn from your environment, and the fact that you learned that trait, which is not great, but the fact that you are able to hold back from speaking it and saying that is starting to cut the cycle and better the cycle, because you're not letting yourself get to the point to where you're saying it and you're destroying that person. You might think it, but you're holding back, which I think is like a huge part of the battle and a huge thing to kind of celebrate and be proud about. And, you know, one day when you do have kids, you know that when you and your wife, Lindsay, fight, they're not going to see the toxic behavior that you saw when you were a child. And you're never going to let it get so bad that you let your kids see you saying awful and horrific things about your wife, which I think is really good. And I also do think it is one of the hardest things in the entire world to kind of just speak and say and admit to yourself that you don't have self-worth. You don't have the self-worth that you thought you did. and that you really just don't have any self-worth at all. And I've been there before. Mm-hmm. So once you admit that, though, and say that out loud, that's when it starts to turn. And that's when it starts to flip. And that's when you can start building your self-worth up again.
Now, if you're like me, or maybe what Liv was talking about right there, I got a solution, but it's not easy. That's the thing I hate about therapy. You make these giant breakthroughs and discoveries, and you realize maybe if it's negative things, because we all celebrate positive, but if it's the negative thing in your life, well, why the hell am I this way? You figure it out. You do A plus B equals C. The thing is now that I have to try to, I've always been like shut down, emergency shut off. That's mm-hmm. how I've done it. Now I have to try to go from not the extreme of emergency shut off to nuclear disaster blowing up, but I have to find a way to have that dialogue without losing my cool and keeping it there, because I'm always afraid I can't. I don't want to hurt someone.
Right.
So it's good that I have that safety mechanism in place. Now I got to start trying to come out of that comfort zone, which is, God, I love therapy, but I hate it at times because it is so freaking tough.
I know. You need to find, I mean, I'm not good at this either, but like you need to find a way to communicate that's not going to tear down, but it's only going to help grow and be like efficient in your relationship, like help get to the problem and solve the problem.
Hey, thanks so much for listening and letting me share my little therapy breakthrough here on Joe and the Radio Now Morning Show. We got to go yesterday to the Indianapolis Zoo, and it was really cool. I want to thank Carly Knapp. She's the public relations specialist there. Also, Jesse and Kayla. We got to hang out with them, and it was so fun. One thing we're really excited is they have a new sloth exhibit, so we got to check that out. And we had so many questions about the sloths.
Okay, now what are you feeding them? Is that French fries? What is that?
It is slices of pear and also some sweet potato, grapes. Those are some of his favorites. He likes the sweets.
Do sloths sleep a lot?
So they sleep 15 to 18 hours a day on average.
Wow.
So it's a lot of sleeping. But then they also do move really slow in the trees. They only move about a meter every 3 seconds.
I hear sloths don't go to the bathroom that often. Is that true?
They only go to the bathroom once a week. So they have a very slow metabolism. So they build that up throughout the week. And when they do finally use the bathroom, they lose about a third of their body weight.
What?
Yes. Yeah, so last night when Quinto used the bathroom, he lost about 5 pounds. So he feels great today.
I bet we all wish we were like sloths, like, oh, I got to go to the bathroom. Anything about their unique, like, kind of the ability to fall from high levels, is that true?
Right. They have a very unique anatomy. They have 46 rib bones that help to keep themselves protected. They can protect their internal organs, so they can actually survive a fall of up to 90 feet.
That is just insane, the fact that they can do that. They had that many. So that was fun. You could see some video and pictures on our story to search for Radio Now AM Show, but that was really cool. If you're in Indy, you can go check that out. The Indianapolis Zoo is a great time, and we had a lot of fun. And if you're in Houston, come on and fly on up here just to see the sloth. It's pretty dope. Now, we also saw some other cool animals yesterday, but the thing that gets me, and the question I was wondering if anybody has one, 833-563-2539, because I didn't realize so many people had these, but apparently my boss thinks they do. We were talking to him, and he's like, you know what? Are there penguins here? And they're like, yeah. He's like, can we go see the penguins? They're kind of like my spirit animal. And do you guys remember what he said, the actual reason why they were spirit animals? I think he's like, well, you know, they dress well because they look like a tuxedo. They, what else did he say? He's like, they're really close. And he's like, I think he values friendship, he said.
And he's also said they, like, pick one mate for the rest of their lives, and they give him a pearl or something.
Well, that's all ideal until that person cheats on you. Then you're stuck all alone. But yeah. But I mean, do you guys have a spirit animal you could think like, this is totally Liv, or this is Pork Chop? Or if you're listening, 833-563-2539, like, what animal would represent you and why? Liv the Web Girl, what's yours?
A golden retriever. Because like, they like to be active. They like to run around. They have a lot of energy. They're very friendly. They kind of like get in your face and have like no personal face and like personal space. And I think I'm like that, as in like I ask people a lot of questions, like a ton of questions, and I don't stop.
See, I feel like I have some similarities to a sloth. The fact that I could sleep, 20 hours a day. But that's probably about it, because I poop a lot. So that doesn't work.
Yeah, that's true. And also they eat mostly like vegetables.
Yeah, so maybe I'm not a sloth then. I don't know what else I would be then. Like, I feel like Pork Chop would be like a sheep.
I was thinking an anteater.
Why would he be an anteater?
I don't know. He just reminds me of an anteater. Like, I'm not joking. So I used to do this when I was in grade school, before, like, spirit animal was ever even a thing. I would look at someone, and I would tell them the vibes of what kind of animal they were giving off to me. And the vibes that Porkchop is giving off to me is an anteater.
What are you talking about,
Liz? I know.
I don't know. This is so weird. I know you think he's an anteater.
He just is. And, Joe, let me look at you for a second. Let me read your vibe.
Go ahead, because
okay?
I have one for you. But go ahead.
Oh, you have one for me? Gosh, it's probably going to be mean. Okay, the vibe I'm getting from you, I want to say this, and it's not the reason of what you think. I don't want this to be an insult. Kind of a hog.
A hog, okay.
Yeah, a hog. Because, like, right. You're sweaty, and they're pretty friendly and nice.
And they kind have of, hair on their back. They,
sweat?
Yes.
Oh,
they
yes.
mind their own business, kind of. They like to, like, eat, and they like to hang out with all of their hog pals.
Well, Liv, as I wrap this up right here, you kind of inspired me when you said you see yourself as a golden retriever. I think of an animal or something that would definitely have gold in it. I would say for your attention span and how quickly you forget things, even though we tell you, I would say you're kind of like a goldfish.
A goldfish?
Like 5 seconds later, huh?
I don't even think they have brains.
Well, there you go.
Oh, I love trash.
It's Joe and the Radio Now Morning Show.
Who cares about this garbage?
A-Rod, Alex Rodriguez, posted an adorable video yesterday on social media for his fiance J-Lo's 50th birthday.
Hi, baby girl. Just want to wish you a happy birthday. I cannot believe this, baby girl.
Since we've been together, you have made me feel like every day is my birthday. Thank you for your passion and your energy and your inspiration and your endless pursuit to be the best at everything that you do.
Aw, cute. J-Lo responded saying, I'm crying. I love our life. I love you so much. Thank you, my beautiful macho. Her macho man also got her a 2019 Porsche 911 GTS.
Is J-Lo even driving a car?
Well,
I never get this.
So, Alex sat by J-Lo's side as she took the car out for a test drive. So, paparazzi got pictures of them, of her actually testing out the car and driving around yesterday. And the starting price for this Porsche, if you were wondering, $120,700.
That's not too bad.
Yeah, okay. That's a price of a house. Katy Perry was being interviewed in Australia when she gets into details about her ways of detoxifying.
It's basically Ayurvedic eating and cleansing. You do lots of enemas. You definitely feel more energy and, you know, it basically like gets all the crap out of you, every pun intended. There's ancient ways to heal yourself besides, you know, just taking a pill, which is something I always love to investigate.
We should do that and see who could lose the most weight.
Enemas, they're pretty, like, kind of controversial. Like, doctors have come out and said that there's, like, no proof that they actually, like, cleanse you or detox you. Doctors have said that they're not healthy because they can really dehydrate you, different things like that. So she's getting some, like, heat, being like, enemas don't actually work, girl. But whatever, you do you, Katy Perry. Anne Hathaway is pregnant again. The Oscar-winning actress and husband, Adam Schulman, are expecting their second child together. Hathaway and Schulman got married in September 2012, and they have a 3-year-old son right now. Bindi Irwin, daughter of the late crocodile hunter Steve Irwin, got a big 21st birthday surprise when her boyfriend proposed to her this week. She obviously said yes, and he popped the question at the Australia Zoo. Bindi shared a picture of the rock on social media. She wrote, "On my birthday, I said yes and forever to the love of my life. Close to 6 years ago, I fell in love with you, and every day since has been a whirlwind of adventure and true happiness. Here's to a lifetime of friendship, purpose, and unconditional love." Bindi's mom, Terry, also tweeted about the news, writing, "Best day ever. I am so very happy, and I know Steve would be too. Congratulations." So cute. I mean, I just think she's an adorable person. So you can check that out on her Instagram. Louis Tomlinson took to Twitter to set the record straight on a certain report about One Direction split. The Mirror Online published an article with the headline, "Drugs, Meltdowns, and Gay Flipping Pancake Rumors, How Rivalry and Hatred Tore One Direction Apart." In the article, the author wrote about the group's rise to fame and alleged that there were a number of factors that led One Direction to break up. The writer made claims about partying and smoking habits, as well as about reactions to Zayn Malik's departure. In addition, the author wrote, there was a theory that the Larry Stileson fan fiction depicting Tomlinson and Harry Styles as lovers had pushed the two apart. Tomlinson quickly shut down the report, tweeting, biggest load of bull crap I've seen in a while. Typical unprovoked venom from the mirror. Couldn't be further from the truth. Yes, Louis Tomlinson, I stand by you and all of the other One Directioners and the band members out there. I love you.
Thanks for being an independent person here reporting the garbage.
Always.
I live the web girl with the garbage this morning here on Joe and the Radio Now Morning Show. Got to get you that hype horn. Make sure you're awake, you're alert, you know what's going on. It's Joe on the Radio Now Morning Show with Joe Pesh, Liv the Web Girl, producer Porkchop, and our technical producer in Houston, Texas, Lenny to the Bree.
Lenny Bree, yeah.
Now. I would love for ladies to call in this morning at 833-563-2539. I'm going to turn to Liv, I'm going to turn to Porkchop, but I just... When I saw the first answer to this question or this survey, I was like, oh, that makes sense. And you know what? That is kind of important. But the next thing on there, I was like, bull to the crap. The whole survey is really simple. It asked women to name the sexiest physical feature. So we're talking looks on the body on a man, women to men right here. And at number one, it was a smile, which I think is important. You don't have to have like fake veneers like these fake actors and everybody else teeth. But if you got a bunch of Kern cornels up there, people may not be attracted to you. Or if your breath smells like doo-doo caca, you may not be a hot pick with the ladies.
Right. So I think it's very obvious when someone's best feature is their smile. It's very, very obvious. It's talked about. And when a smile is their best feature, they are smoking hot. But I think there can be smoking hot guys where it's like, I mean, they have a regular smile. It's like decent, whatever. But I don't think it's super important. Remember the movie To All the Boys I've Loved?
I never saw that. So no, okay. I don't recall.
Understandable. It's a chick flick, kind of like a younger person's movie on Netflix. Noah Centineo, I'm pretty sure is his name. He's the male lead in it. His smile is unreal. I mean, every time he smiles, it's like Goosebump City, just so attractive. Now, I think that's super hot, but Chris Hemsworth, another smoking hot guy, he's a good smile. It's not amazing, but there's many more features above his smile that make him hot.
So what's the number one for you, Liv? What's the number one physical feature that makes a man sexy?
Are we talking about my significant other or just men in general?
I'm asking you in general. Maybe you'll be with Jewel Daddy for the rest of your life. Maybe your relationship ends today. I don't know.
I can't pick one.
A physical I feature think that you find sexy.
I think it just depends on how
give me Jewel Daddy. Give me Jewel
Daddy.
Their
Daddy's. Best is.
Give me Jewel
I
Daddy.
I love Jewel Daddy's hair. Okay, I will say hair.
That's the physical feature.
Hair is pretty hot. Abs. Oh, biceps. Yes.
All right, calm down. We're getting a little too
jawline.
Excited.
Oh, jawline. Jawlines might be the best.
So you kind of agreed that what they said was number one. And here's where the question comes in. And ladies, I want to hear if you agree or disagree with this at 833-563-2539. A new survey asking women the sexiest physical feature on a man. Number one was smile. Coming in at number two, a woman found an average size junk, like their package, was way more desirable than a large package. So ladies want the average ding dong. They don't want a dude that's got a big ding dong.
That was number two?
That was number two survey. So.
Okay.
It's a physical feature. There's nothing wrong with
being shallow.
This is purely physical. It doesn't matter if he's a bad boy and treats you like crap or if he's the nicest man you ever met. He's like Mr. Rogers, but hot. It doesn't matter, Liv.
I'm aware of that, but I just think that's so interesting. Like, how many packages have you seen? And I'm slut shaming, but most, when I name top 10 hottest guys on this planet, like, yeah, I'll put my boyfriend in there as one of them.
Let's go with guys you've actually been with, though. Not guys you fantasize about, but with the men you've been with, the boys you've dated in your whole life. Which one's number one and number two? Is a smile number one and then an average size package there, or would you prefer a bigger package?
I wouldn't even put the package in the race. Like, I wouldn't even put it in my top 10. Like, that's just something
Good news.
Like, I think biceps are hotter than that. Abs are more attractive than that. A jawline's more attractive than that. Hair's more attractive than that. Like
deltoids over dongs then?
Yes. Okay. That's just so weird to me that that was the number two thing. Even with guys that I've talked to that I haven't seen their junk, like that's just so weird that that would be the second
thing. There's two guys I haven't seen their junk. No, 833-563-2539. Ladies, can you call in and agree or disagree with Liv here? I want to hear from you. Pork Chop, this is kind of different because this is ladies to men, but you're a bi, so you have a boyfriend right now. So I think you could talk about whether you like the smile or if the second thing was there on the list of sexiest physical feature was the guy's average size junk. Are you preferring average size junk or do you want like a, you know, a giant package?
I don't even think smile would necessarily be on my top five.
Maybe it wouldn't.
It maybe be like number six.
Okay, then what would be?
I'd say number one for me is definitely personality. Like you
we're not doing that.
It's
we're
physical
just doing
feature.
Physical.
Physical?
We are purely, obviously, I'm a personality girl.
Welcome to Joe on the Radio Now Morning Show.
We are just doing physical features.
It's not judging you like, oh, I can't believe you're so shallow. This is purely shallow physical feature. In the survey, women said smiles number one. Then number two is an average size package ahead of a big package.
That
okay.
is just so strange.
For me, I think maybe eyes and hair.
Ooh, those are good ones. Okay.
Would be definitely tied
I'm
for
here
like
for it.
One and one. And then right after that, maybe it would be package. I mean, because you don't see, like, I mean, you don't even
that's what
see
I'm saying.
The package. Like,
that's what I'm saying. I mean, I'm just, like, blown away that that was actually number two on this list. What else was on this list?
That was just, I didn't even go any farther after number
you
two.
You just saw their one and two? I'm just so blown away by this. Like, that would not even be on my top 10.
That's crazy. Definitely top three for me.
What?
Yeah, most definitely.
I just, like, I don't care. I literally just don't. I mean, unless we're dealing with, like, I need a microscope to look at something. Other than that, I literally just could care less.
Really?
Is that weird?
I think that's weird.
I mean, if someone is packing, that's not a bad thing. But I'm saying, like, as far as, like, most attractive, I'm definitely looking at the face and body first. Like, the abs, the arms.
All right, what about you? 833-563-2539. It's Joe and the Radio Now Morning Show.
I'll spell it for you. D-U-M-M-Y.
It's the dummy. It's the dummy of the day. It's the dummy. It's the dummy of the day. It's the dummy of the day.
A driver in Colorado, probably high right now, no drugs involved in this one, used a red bottle of Gatorade in place of a broken taillight. I mean, it makes sense. You got the red Gatorade and you just strap it on in there with some duct tape. Is there anything duct tape can't do?
Wait, yeah. Why is he a dummy? That's genius.
Well, Liv, I mean, for safety reasons, you need to have an actual taillight that works and people can see.
Yeah, I
know. Red Gatorade or Powerade, let's be equal opportunists here, is not going to cut it. That's not going to do what you need it to do. He was pulled over by police on his way to get a taillight fixed. So that's at least what he's telling them. I would say the same thing too. Like, oh, I'm on my way to get this fixed. I'm going to AutoZone. That's where I'm going. Police posted a photo of the Gatorade bottle, and you can see this up too on our Dummy of the Day blog on their Facebook page. They put a caption up there. While we appreciate the ingenuity of the taillight, this is not a permanent solution. Working taillights prevent accidents. Yeah, because I mean, you're going to get rear-ended or people won't be able to see which way you're going.
I mean, I'm standing by my theory. I think this is genius, especially like maybe he doesn't have enough money. Maybe he's waiting to get paid in a week or something to fix it. This man's a genius.
Yeah, honestly, this sounds like a pork chop idea. Like, man, I ain't got money for a new brake light, so what I'm going to do is I'm going to get a red Gatorade, and then for when I reverse, I've got the white Arctic Gatorade. That'll be perfect. That's your Dummy of the Day here on Joe and the Radio Now Morning Show. All right, I'm going to put you to the test this morning here on Joe and the Radio Now Morning Show. See how well Liv the Web Girl can do, how well producer Pork Chop can do, and how well you can do. I'm just going to cartoon kick. We did some cartoon stuff yesterday, and today, how about this? Cartoon characters, I want to know what their actual job is, okay?
Oh, gosh.
What they do for a living. Keep score, write down your answers, and just show them to me on a piece of paper or something like that so it's real simple. So that way I know you're not cheating because if you don't write it down, well, then you could say whatever you want. Do you guys got paper over there? I got some more for you if not.
Yeah, got
all right,
plenty.
Cool. Write it down quickly and then show it to me. Don't show it to each other. First character here. I want to know what their job is, what they do. Homer Simpson.
Oh, What? I've never even watched an episode of The Simpsons.
Oh, I cannot believe, Liv, that you just said that. That makes my heart hurt. What is the title of the, the job title of this cartoon dad? Show it to me when you got it. All right, I got pork chop. Okay. And Liv says bartender. That's because he's drinking all the time. It's actually, he works at a nuclear power plant. Woo-hoo! Pork chop was correct.
What does he do there? Is he like a janitor? Or is he actually smart?
He sits in front of a control board.
He's a safety inspector at the Springfield Nuclear Power Plant.
You trust him with that.
Exactly.
Well, it's a cartoon. Nobody. How about SpongeBob SquarePants? Write it down.
I think this is a gimme.
Yeah, well, you'd hope so. What is SpongeBob SquarePants, this cartoon character, what is their job? I'll go to Pork Chop first. He's taking forever. You're saying he's a Krusty Krab fry cook. I think that is correct. And Liv, you're a cook at Krusty Krab. I'll take that too. There you go. 2-1. Here we go.
It's 1-1. Right?
No, she missed the first Homer Simpson
one.
Yeah,
you got it right. Right.
If you want to give her a score that's equal
to
yours, go ahead and
2-1. I'm
be a nice dude. Cartoon character jobs that they have. How about Hank Hill?
Who's Hank Hill?
King of the Hill? This is not looking good for Liv that she does not know who Hank Hill is.
All right.
He's got a son named Bobby. All right, I got Pork Chop's answer. I'm waiting for Liv's. I'm going to read Liv's first.
And this is just like a wild, wild guess.
Power plant. Okay, she's doing the one that did not work. No, Hank Hill does not work at a power plant. Pork Chop, tell Liv where he works at.
Propane sales.
Yep, that's right. He works as a propane salesman. He's the assistant manager at Strickland Propane.
I thought we were actually going to do like real cartoons.
What are you talking about?
That is a real cartoon. King of the Hill is huge.
All three have been great so far.
I know, but like, I didn't know we were going to do like the Adult Swim cartoons. I was expecting like
SpongeBob,
kids cartoons.
Very Adult Swim, Joe.
Yeah, I know. I love watching that on Adult Swim on the Cartoon Network.
I got that one right because it wasn't Adult Swim.
Next one, biggest complainer in the world, Batman or Bruce Wayne. What was their job? Like, where'd they work at? What were they? Like, their business. This might be a tough one. I don't know much about Batman. I'm not a huge Batman fan, so I wouldn't have got this. But Batman or Bruce Wayne, Liv, show me what you got real quick whenever you're ready here.
I don't know the company name.
Okay.
Mine's interesting.
I don't know if I'm going to give it to you or not. Crime.
Gotham Inc. Gotham Incorporated.
And Liv said that he is a technology inventor.
What?
How do you think all of his suits? He creates all of that himself.
I want to give you a point, Liv, but I'm going to give you both nothing. I was looking for him to be the owner of Wayne Enterprises.
I knew it was Enterprises. I knew. I wanted to put technology inventor Enterprises.
I mean, I could have gave you like a half point, but I'm going to give you none for both of you there. All right, let's stick with something similar. Superman, or a.k.a. Clark Kent. Pork Chop looks like he's stumped. All right, I'll look at Liv first because she's scrabbling it down. Okay, I got Liv's answer. Pork Chop, what do you got over here?
I don't know.
All right, no answer for Pork Chop. I'll give it to Liv. She said journalist. He's a reporter, I would have taken either one of those.
Okay, good answer.
What's the score? I only have a few more of these cartoon character jobs left.
Pork Chop 3, Liv 2.
Ooh, okay. Now, this one, there's a lot of arguing about it, but I went on multiple things. Is this the only answer I'm taking, okay?
Okay.
Peter Griffin from Family Guy, what is his job title? Because if you watch the show, you really don't see him go to work a lot. But they're saying this, apparently, in the early beginning, was where they believe he worked at. So this is the answer I'm looking for. Peter Griffin from Family Guy.
He gets a second job, though.
I love Family Guy.
I'm only looking for this answer right here.
Oh, my God.
So I'm
sorry. I'm with the second job because maybe those were early episodes.
Write it down. You get nothing if you don't write it down, Pork Chop.
I don't even know. I don't know what to write down. I'm so upset.
All right. Liv, let me know when you're ready.
What's he doing?
She's scribbling it. We're looking for Peter Griffin, what his cartoon character job was.
All right, Liv, the web girl,
you wrote down a news reporter.
Flash no segment, because in the later episodes, he gets his own segment on the news.
Not the answer I was looking for. Might have been factually true in the show. Pork Chop, another guess you're not going to even write down, huh?
I can't even think, man.
Pawtucket Brewery. He was like a brewer. He worked at the beer plant.
Oh, shoot. That's right.
Yeah, it's a tough one.
I remember that. Okay, give me more. I like this game.
All right, last two here. Liv, you're going to have to get these to have a chance, at least at a tie game. Fred Flintstone. from the Flintstones. What was his job?
I got this.
Write it down and show it to me when you have it. Pork Chop leads by one right now, and if he gets this, that's pretty much the game. All right, I got Pork Chop's answer.
I don't know if it's right or not. It might be. If Joe's feeling
Liv,
generous.
I can't see it. You got to raise it up a little bit.
You can show me, Liv. I already wrote mine down.
Did you never watch any cartoons, Liv? Tell everybody what you wrote down.
I've never seen an episode of since I said Money Guy/Accountant/Finance.
No, from the Stone Age.
I know, but I thought he did like the tally marks on the rock, walls.
Okay, good
Pork
guess.
Chop, what did you write down for Fred Flintstone's job?
I said he was a miner, like he like mined rocks or bones or something.
I would have said maybe to that one, but I'm gonna say no because he was actually a crane operator. He was a Bronto crane operator. He worked at Slate Rock.
Slate Rock, right? That's a miner. Miner. They mine rocks.
No, miners go inside the mines.
Yeah,
miners. He was a crane operator.
No, they don't.
In an elevator.
No,
yeah, they
don't.
Do. People don't use cranes to mine.
Don't worry, Pork Chop. You're wrong, but you still won. Okay.
Oh, okay.
So congratulations.
He operated the dinosaur.
Enjoy your song.
He can't even bask in his glory because he's like, I should have gotten that right.
Oh my God. All right, we're about to get on out of here. Group therapy was quite fun, but we've got some people in here. And boy, oh boy, do I get excited when they're in town. Indie Burger Battle been going on for not one, not two, but 7 years. There's so many different restaurants that take place. You can go to IndieBurgerBattle.com to get all the details. But joining us in studio this morning, who do we have with us? Introduce yourselves.
Hey, I'm Ben Faust. I run the Instagram foodie page, Eating Through Indie, Indie's Ooh. Best foodie account. So
oh,
go
yeah.
and follow that.
You guys just followed me, and I followed you. Then I had to unfollow you because I'm like, I'm too hungry. You're looking at this page.
Yeah, and you're trying to lose weight. So
I know.
That doesn't help. But it's not going to be helpful.
So I follow you, but I temporarily hid you just until, because, dude, who did that corn dog photo? I wanted like a corn dog so hard the other day.
Local county fair right there.
Oh,
hand
boy.
Dipped.
Oh, boy. Yum. Now, listen, that's something cool to check out, but let's actually get down to the details here. Tell us about the Indie Burger Battle. When's that going on?
It's this Saturday afternoon down on Georgia Street, so good time hanging out, walking around the street. We're going to have 15-plus of Indy's best burger restaurants competing for your vote to win Indianapolis's best burger.
Wow.
So,
yeah.
Now, this is not only fun, we get to have a bunch of burgers, but this goes towards a good cause, too. What's it going to help out?
Yeah, this year they're going to build a school in Uganda with Building Tomorrow, and everything's going to go, all the proceeds are going to go towards that. I think last year they raised $28,000.
That is incredible. I went there last year with my wife, and we have the video up online somewhere at radio90.com. It's funny, I'm always on a diet, right, trying to lose stuff. So I think I was doing like keto or something that time, so I had all the burgers. I'm like, can you do it without a bun? And they actually were really cool. They made them, but man, so many crazy flavored. I don't know if you have like necessarily a favorite, not in a restaurant. I know you can't lean one way, but somebody made a burger. I never had it before with like peanut butter and I think jelly on it. I'm like, oh, the sweet and the savory. Like, who thinks of this? They're mad geniuses.
Yeah, this year, Burger Study is actually going to have a Stranger Things burger and they're going to put it on an Eggo waffle.
No way! Yeah. Oh my gosh, I love Stranger Things. I'm obsessed. That's amazing.
So good. See, that's just a little preview, and that's one. That's one. There's still 14 other plus. They're going to have things going on there. Now, if people actually want to get their tickets, what are the ways to do that? Do they get them online? Do they show up? How do you go to Indie Burger Battle this Saturday?
We're going to post the link on all of our social media accounts to swipe up and to be able to purchase tickets. You save $5 if you do it online, so there'll be 30 online. If you use promo code EATINGINDIE, you'll save another $5. But if you get them at the door, it's $35, and you can walk right in.
Still worth walking in, but try to save that money. That's what I'd be doing.
Absolutely.
Each ticket includes a Sun King beer also.
Ooh, nice. And you can actually go to our Instagram at Radio Now AM Show. Go to our Instagram story. We have a swipe up link so you can get your tickets there as well.
Okay, Pork Chop just told me you guys are actually, when you want to hook our listeners up too, we got a pair of tickets we can give away.
Yep, we're giving away two free tickets, so call in and we will email those to you if you win.
All right, go ahead and give out the phone number. Oh, wait, you don't know that. I'm just kidding. 833-563-2539. Caller number 9, we'll hook you up with a pair of tickets to go to the 7th annual Indie Burger Battle. It's going on this Saturday, 1 to 4 p.m. Of course, if you want to put those VIP tickets, they open up at 12. That's pretty dope. On West George Street, right downtown. That's where all the cool stuff happens. 833-563-2539. Guys, thank you so much for coming on in.
Appreciate having us.
All right, call now to win that. All right, let's wrap up the show real quick so we can get on out of here, because I kind of want some lunch now after talking to them. what do you got going on today, Liv, for your Thursday?
So my niece and nephew are actually coming up with my sister and my mom, and we're going to go to the Indianapolis Children's Museum because they have a Hot Wheel exhibit going on.
Yeah, the place is so amazing. Dude, one of the best museums for kids and adults.
I cannot wait. I'm so excited. My nephew is obsessed with cars.
Does he like sports at all, too?
No, he doesn't.
Oh, that's fine, because they have a badass sports thing outside, too.
I know they do. I know.
Let's go as us adults.
Fine, deal.
Yeah, like a field goal thing you can kick. It's so fun. Pork Chop, what are you doing today?
Well, as I mentioned this morning, I'm having some car issues. My car is broken, so I'm going to play mechanic, and I am going to fix my alternator tonight, and then I'm going to go to Family Feud Trivia at the Britain Tavern and win.
But what if you lose all your money? Like, shouldn't you be saving it up to, like, buy a new car?
No, dude. If I'm fixing my car, do you know how much money that's saving? And an alternator, what? I could get one at AutoZone for $50 or something?
I'm just scared.
I have a question. What are you going to be buying at Family Trivia?
Buying at Family Feud
like
Trivia?
Food.
Yeah.
Oh, I mean, I don't know. I'm probably just going to get a beer, as I usually do.
He's just going to pretend to be a server and, like, take all the, let me get that plate for you. And he's going to make his own little, like, mashup of food.
The right answer was nothing, because you're trying to save money right now.
Dude, $5.
Can I get a lemon water? All right, hey, and you know what? This creeps up on us all the time, but it's the last Thursday of every month. We do Yappy Hours. You can join me, Joe, and the Radio Now Morning Show at White River State Park. Also, our friends at Indie Humane and Tito's. That's vodka for dog right there. Tito's Handmade Vodka. For Yappy Hour, it's a dog and human-friendly happy hour summer series. They actually have dogs that are available for adoption from Indie Humane right there. Also, our friends at Camp Bawa, they got some dog obedience training. That's going to be fun. And Central State Brewing, they've got some dope beer and cocktails. So come and get a little buzz on. Your dog can have a good time, and we can too. And finally, the weather's nice. Our face isn't melting off.
I know. I'm so excited about it.
So join us as soon as you get out of work there for Yappy Hour. Listen, we can't do any of that, though, unless we actually get on out of here and say goodbye. So for myself, Joe, Liv the Web Girl, and producer Pork Chop, let's say goodbye.
Bye. Bye.